did not be misled by John Mahama's hate for vote campaign. John Mahama has resorted to this old bogus propaganda trick used by empty and desperate tyrants of decades gone by because he has no policy response to Akufo-Addo's social interventions and economic policies. Ladies and gentlemen, Akufo-Addo has been instrumental in maintaining peace and tranquility throughout the country, including in Gabon, since he came into office. He will be, and I insist with sincerity, be the last to want to disturb the peace in this country. We must completely and totally reject Mahama's hate for vote campaign and look at the real facts. Ladies and gentlemen, is it true that Buhaterians are really being disenfranchised? I wish I could not be asking this question, but since he started it and is going around with it, let's now go to the facts. The facts say no. They are not. At the end of phase 5 of the registration exercise, after 30 days, 869 people have registered in the Volta region alone as against the 2019 regional votes register of 999 of the two places. Indeed, on a national average, registration in the Volta region, particularly in Tetu South, has been among the highest in the country. That's a fact. You are in a position to verify. As against the 2019 register, Greater Accra has performed the best across all regions of the country. It's expected. Followed by Upper West, Northern Region, Central, Savannah, John Mahama's own region. Followed by Bono East, Western, Volta before Eastern. Where is the discrimination, I may ask? Are the people of Savannah facing discrimination? I say no. What about the Northern Region? I will also say no. Are the Krobos and Newes in the Eastern Region, specifically the Abuakwa areas, complaining about discrimination? Ladies and gentlemen, I will insist no. Have they not lived there for decades? And it's not where Akufo-Addo comes from? Please, let us not allow John Mahama to fool us with his hate for votes agenda. It's dangerous for this country. The military were deployed months ago to patrol all our borders for a variety of security-related reasons. The numbers were even greater along our northern borders than the southeast. There were no complaints. John Mahama is using the reckless ploy to try to motivate the NDC grassroots, cover the security agents from doing their legitimate job, so that the NDC can employ foul means to populate the register, like they've been doing in the past. We should not confuse the genuine efforts to police the borders throughout the country to mean the MPP is against anyone. Elections in Ghana and also
are only for Ghanaians and not for foreigners. Yet, as we speak, a number of Togolese and Nigerians have either been convicted or have had their cases pending at the Ketu Circuit Court, charged with registering for a voter ID card. For example, there is Okafor Wale, age 47 years old, a Nigerian national. His offense in court, registered for Ghana voter ID card when not qualified to do so. Convicted and sentenced to 2 years with hard labor by Ketu Circuit Court on 37-20. Evodayao Diodone, age 22, nationality Togolese. His offense, registered for Ghana voters ID when not qualified to do so. Convicted and sentenced to 2 years with hard labor by Ketu Circuit Court on 27-20. Emmanuel Philip, age 32, nationality Nigerian, offense, registered for Ghana voter ID card when not qualified. Case pending, Ketu Circuit Court. Jerry Azamesi, age 28, nationality Ghanaian, and 5, Abigail Toboy, age 20, Ghanaian, offense. The two abetted Emmanuel Philip, a Nigerian who is not qualified to register for Ghana voter ID card by standing as guarantors. Case pending, Ketu Circuit Court. Ekwam Sensa, 832, Togolese, offense, register for Ghana voter ID card. One not qualified to do so. Case pending, still before Ketu Circuit Court. I'm giving you a few examples. Amate Raymond, 832 years, Togolese, offered to register for Ghana voter ID card, when not qualified to register. Case pending. All this before Ketu. I'm only a solicitor Ketu to give you examples.